Unofficial results from Ketchikan's city and borough elections Tuesday show incumbents doing well and a borough-wide voter turnout of 24%. With more than 500 absentee and question ballots still to be counted, Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly incumbent Felix Wong appears to have retained his seat with 1,107 votes. Sven Westergaard was in second place with 949, so he appears to have won the second seat open on the assembly. Wong says he's happy voters decided to send him back for three more years.
It's been an honor, and it's a role that I have never taken lightly, and that I continue to seek to do my best.
Westergaard works for Ketchikan Public Utilities and is a newcomer to local elected office. While he is unofficially the winner of one of the two seats, he noted the number of absentee and question ballots still to be counted. If he officially wins, Westergaard says he'll be ready to start work.
I'm just trying to get the lay of the land, try to see what we can do about the housing, try to get some ideas on how to use some of the borough land or borough things to help small businesses, try to get some more money in this town, kind of get a good baseline for our future.
Also running for the two assembly seats were, in order of the votes received, Austin Otis, 880, Dan Bockhorst, 643, James Montgomery, 256, and Danny Pratt, 230. For Ketchikan School Board, incumbent Matt Eisenhower appears to have been re-elected with 1,237 votes. He says he's excited to get back to work on the board.
We've got just a new group of people who are excited to be on the school board, and I know and I'm convinced that some wonderful things will change, and I think it's going to be a different season for us moving forward. So I'm grateful for that opportunity.
The school board has had a tough year. The top issue facing the board is ongoing and contentious teacher contract negotiations. There were three seats open on the board. The next two top vote-getters Tuesday were Sonia Scan with 1,089 votes and Rachel Breithaupt with 1,064. However, Bridget Mattson was a close fourth with 1,004 votes. Those numbers and potentially who's won the seat will be affected by Wednesday's canvas board count of absentee and question ballots. Scan says she's cautiously optimistic.
I've said the whole time, I just want to bring, you know, I want unity and I want to make sure that the teachers are heard and the students are heard and everybody is given what they need to get done. And I think everybody's really committed to make sure that that happens.
Breithaupt just last week was appointed to a one-year seat on the school board following a resignation. If she does win one of the three-year seats, she can choose between the appointed term and the full term. Breithaupt has said she'll choose the full term and then help the board appoint someone new to the one-year seat. She says that since her appointment, she's been having many encouraging conversations.
I mean, I believe the people involved in the schools and in the school board, and I believe that the superintendent want the best education our kids can get, and that includes healthy, happy, and appreciated educators and support staff.
Lana Bowler had been appointed to a vacant school board position in February and was running to retain that seat. She was in fifth place by the end of Tuesday's count with 689 votes. For the city of Ketchikan, unofficial results show that incumbent Ketchikan City Council member Janalee Gage has won re-election with 691 votes. There are two council seats open this year, and Sam Bergeron appears to have won the second seat with 600 votes. Gage says she's looking forward to serving another 3 years, and she's happy the campaign is done.
It seems like the last 2 weeks have been so busy that I haven't been able to think. And it's nice that, I guess it's nice now that it's kind of over, but it's not over because we got 3 years to go.
Gage says port development is a big ongoing issue. She also wants to look into recycling options for the community. Bergeron served previously on the council. He ran on a campaign of tax relief.
I think the local government needs to wean itself off this taxing of food. It's just unethical. I mean, it hurts too many people who are struggling in our community. So I'm hoping that I can incrementally take baby steps and year by year add more things to the list.
Others running for council were Spencer Strasburg and Dragon London. The city of Ketchikan also has a new mayor. Bob Sievertson, who had just completed a term on the council, was unopposed in his bid for mayor. He takes over from longtime mayor Lou Williams III, who chose not to seek re-election.
Well, you know, I just kind of follow Lou around. When Lou was appointed as mayor, I was appointed to his seat on the council, and so now I'm following him into the mayorship. So,
Sievertson says he looks forward to the new position. He won't be able to vote at the council table anymore except to break a tie, but Sievertson will be guiding the ship, as he put it. The Canvas Board meets Wednesday to count all outstanding ballots. Those results usually are available late that afternoon.